For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Go Bears!
It's a WIB Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Friz. Ike, how we doing?
That was pretty good there.
You like that?
I do like that.
I didn't practice it. I was taking a chance.
Nor did you warn anybody of it.
Nope.
Spike, Jackie Baseball. It's five in a row, buddy.
It is five in a row.
I mean, holla at your boy.
But it's a game day, Ike. It's a game day.
It's not just a game day. It's a season day. You know.
It's going to tell the entire story of the season today.
Not that. But, man. Training camp and the preseason, when you're looking forward to it, it seems like it's very short, right? Mm-hmm. It's a month, whatever. But, man, does it take forever. And you talk about everything. You talk about what everybody says and what everybody does and the training camp stats and the preseason games and blah, 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 blah. And all to get to this. And we have football on a Friday night, which I didn't think I was going to be excited for. I was like, I don't watch football on Friday night, but I am – very fired up.
Yeah.
I am fired up that training camp is over. I'm fired up that we finally get to see, you know, the Kellen Moore offense, all of these things. And here we are, the day of the first game. So this is going to be sort of a celebration of excitement today.
Yeah.
I think what we want to talk about, what we want to talk about with you as you listen, is the thing that you are looking forward to seeing the most tonight, whether it answers a question, whether it's something that excites you, whatever it is, we want what really is going to excite you. So, Ike, as our resident Eagle, as our leader of the Green Nation here,
appreciate that.
What are you looking forward to, number one, tonight to see?
Well, first of all,
yes.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas.
Hell yeah.
In September.
Hell yeah.
We get football on a Friday. It's opening night, night for us as the Eagles.
You starting to think about Friday Night Lights?
Love it. Love it. I got to tell you, I'm going to go cut straight to it. Jalen Hurts. That's what I'm excited about seeing tonight. I want to see this offense ran properly. I want to see just how far we've come since the beginning of OTAs, mini camp, through training camp, to where we are now and how far we need to go. I'm realistic about tonight. I don't expect everything to be perfect. This will be their first live action as starters out there. So I'm excited to see how it goes, but that's no excuse. I expect a W tonight, and I expect Jalen Hurts to play well tonight. I'm watching two teams last night who I expect to have something to say about who's going to be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl in the other conference. Well, you know what? Both of those teams look very good to me. Now, they look perfect. They still got work to do, but you saw their quarterbacks do what they do. I need to see mine get back to doing what he does. And that's what I want to see tonight. I'm excited to see Jalen Hurts operate this Kellen Moore offense.
215-592-9494. What are you looking forward to seeing most tonight? So for me, you know, we've seen a lot of great players in Eagles Green in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. But the position that I feel like is the most exciting when you have a great player there that we haven't really seen a ton of players there is running back. You know, we had Brian Westbrook in my lifetime. Obviously, we had LeSean McCoy in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. But getting Saquon
Wilbert Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. But getting Saquon Barkley as a Philadelphia Eagle, as explosive as he is. And I think you said a few weeks ago that I'm not sure people have one perception of Saquon Barkley. They think of, like, for some reason, workhorse, between the tackles, yada, 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 which is not what he is.
Boy, home run.
He is a game breaker. And the thing that I was most surprised and excited when I ended up moving to New York and ended up seeing all the Giants games and so on and so forth.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I saw Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
And I was like, holy cow. this guy, it's a lot different when you're watching him all the time as opposed to watching him a couple times a year and you're hoping that you stop him, mm-hmm. right? Having Saquon Barkley as a Philadelphia Eagle, assuming he stays healthy, is an enormous game changer. And I'm not wondering what we see out of Saquon tonight. I am specifically excited to see him do it. And as an element to the offense, we've had some good running backs over the last few years, you know, good, but not Saquon Barkley. So the thing that I'm looking forward to is seeing Saquon in Midnight Green and seeing him bust a 47-yard run when it looked like there was nothing there. Jack, what is it that you're looking for?
So the thing I'm actually, like, not specific with the team tonight, I'll get to that. The thing that I'm most excited about tonight is it's going to be the first time I get to watch an Eagles game with Walk. And, like, that's a reason to wake up in the morning.
Oh,
like,
this guy.
It does. It matters,
cheating.
Man. It's a
thing. Unbelievable.
Try not to well up over there.
All right.
But me and Walk's first game, he's got a little Jalen jersey at home.
Okay.
I try to have a conversation with people. I think they bought it for me as a gag gift. They were like, oh, Jack will love this, as Jalen's doing his thing. But I'm excited to be able to watch a game with Walker for the first time. So that's the thing I'm most excited about overall-wise. But you guys are all offensed up, and I appreciate that. But, like, I'm excited to learn about this defense.
Oh, okay.
Like,
it's easy to say that before the game.
It's 100% easy to say before the game. But like,
until you learn about it.
I know. Yeah. But, like, I'm excited to see, like, who can emerge. Like, are they going to keep us up at night? Are they better than we thought? Like, it's a huge question mark. I'm excited to see who can do the job, who can't. Year two of Jalen Carter. Like, the offense, I kind of know what to expect. Like, I hope there's more wrinkles. I hope they're explosive. But, like, this defense is going to be the story of the season, and I can't wait to see what it looks like.
215-592-9494. What are you most looking forward to seeing with the Eagles tonight? We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we always are. We'll be here again on Monday. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find locations at chickiesandpete's.com. We will get to your calls right after Ike tells you what to drink.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know summer isn't necessarily heating up, is actually starting to wind down a little bit.
But it's just a different Surfside season, buddy.
That's all that really matters right there, Spike. And it's the perfect time for a refreshing drink like Surfside iced tea and vodka to break that heat for you, Jack. Now, Surfside was created with summer in mind, but don't worry, fall's in mind too when you think of Surfside. No bubbles, only 2 grams of sugar and just 100 calories. Now, it's the perfect drink no matter what your plans are this summer, whether you're down on the shore, you on a golf course, you were by a pool, you were out on your deck checking out the Phillies. Before you head out, pick up a pack of Surfside iced tea and vodka before you go. Be sure to try their new variety pack of lemonades and green tea. Must be 21.
All right, 215-592-9494. Also, my throat kind of hurts from the Go Birds thing.
I can tell.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing more of them, and I realized I might not be able to get through the show.
Yeah, one's enough.
Yeah, well, you're not a stamina's man.
Now, no, wait a minute. Depends on what we're talking about.
Well, I know, but at the same time, like, I can do the deep E for hours. So you did one Go Birds.
We're going to need a few deep E's from you today.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I don't think anyone in the Delaware Valley is a better Eagles chant than me.
Well, you're taking a lot of pride in something you actually did not want to do.
Well, because
three months ago.
I'm from here.
Oh, right. In case you didn't know. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, what are you most excited to see tonight, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm most excited to see what Vic Fangio did with this defense, baby. Because, listen, this is game day, baby. We hype. Hey, Bird fans, we ready to go. We in Brazil. We ready to take on the Green Bay Packers. Hey, when you look at the Eagles team, like, there's questions with the offense, but I feel like 90% of the questions, you look at A.J. Brown. You look at number one, Michael Jordan, running the show. Devontae, Jahan Dotson added, D.G. at the tight end spot, Saquon Barkley. You look at that five-course meal and how great that looks. But the question is about, is this team really going to be in tier one like you talked about yesterday? Comes from that defensive side of the ball. And I want to see, and what I'm excited to see, with Quinn Yan back there in the secondary. Big play. Chauncey Gardner Johnson back, doing what he does best. And these edge rushers coming off the edge versus the Green Bay offensive line. That's what I'm excited to see, because I feel like Vic Fangio got something up his sleeve for these boys tonight. We're going to find out if this is really, you know, Buddy Love tonight, or if this is, you know, Sherman Clump. Because I'm telling y'all, this boy right here is Sherman Clump. And this defense going to show y'all that he's really Sherman Clump. Hey, man, Michael Jordan, he got something for y'all tonight. Y'all done doubted him a lot. a lot of WIP. I put names on it. Spike, Jack, I ain't Jason Kelce. The camera, I put names on it. A lot of y'all doubted him. Hey, man, he got a 50-piece coming for you tonight. Wings, sides, drinks, and all.
So give us a score. Give us a score.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got burned tonight. 31-24.
All right. You just said 50.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the
win victory?
Yeah, what's the? You said 50.
Yeah, you can't go from 50 to I don't know, 34.
No. I mean, like, I say he gonna give you a 50 piece. Like,
oh, like Jordan.
Everything
would.
On all together. Like, what he gonna do is gonna be like a 50 piece wing meal.
Yeah.
I tell you this right now, and it's a different topic. I don't ever want to hear nobody say Lamar Jackson better than Hurts ever. Don't even mention it.
Come on, man. That was a dime to end the game.
But I'll holler at y'all. Game day, baby. Go
Hurts. All right, Steve.
And we're just going to let him do the Jalen Hurts as Michael Jordan bit.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer Chris Paul.
I prefer Kobe, but that's just me.
Well,
Chris Paul be a little point guard.
Would take any of them at this point. I mean, come on.
Are you trying to say, you're saying Jalen's not those guys?
No. I mean, not yet.
He's Chris Paul.
Well, Chris Paul's a Hall of Fame. Oh, I forgot. You hate Chris Paul.
Yes, he does hate Chris Paul. Yeah, wrong guy.
Well, he can't bring up Hall of Fame in basketball.
Yeah, but
you agree with that, though? We got to separate Hall of Fame.
Yes, but even in a non.
He's a great player.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I'm not saying Chris Paul is a great player.
If it was the standards in football or baseball, he'd be the Hall of Fame, too.
he would? Well, he would be equivalent to a quarterback that's never won anything.
Yeah, but Dan Marino is in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he ain't Dan Marino.
Okay. Well, you know, if
Dan revolutionized the pass.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Same game.
I'm trying to think of who. I can't believe we're thinking about
215.
Yeah, 215 is would Chris Paul be in the Hall of Fame in any other sport?
Well,
yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. What are you most excited to see in tonight's Eagles game? Paul in Woodland, you're on WIP. What up, Paul?
Yo, fellas, let's go, baby. Game day. Yo, I'm so hyped right now for this game, man. I don't know what to do, but I'm excited to watch our defense. Last night I sat and watched Chris Jones wrecked the game, and all I could think of is we got one of those. We got Jalen Carter. So that's what I'm excited to see. I want to see him go out here and dominate these balls, man. And, of course, you know I'm excited to see Jalen, but that's going without saying in this offense. But I need to see this defense. I need to see this defense go out here, get some stops, make some plays, so my 14-win thing don't seem so dumb. So, yeah, that's what I'm excited for. Jalen Carter dominating this defense, showing us that they can actually go out here and compete.
Well, I'll tell you what else. Since everybody's excited to see the defense, Jack and Corey and Paul.
Right. Interested in seeing the defense.
You said excited.
Excited.
To see the defense.
Yeah. The bit is exciting.
Excited, yes. Yeah. You said you're excited to see the defense.
Chomping at the bit.
Meanwhile, I'm nervous as hell about what the defense is going to look like tonight. Quinyon's going to start at one of the cornerback positions. I will say this. The fact that Devin White is not even traveling with the team, we may see all the linebackers play tonight.
Yeah.
N'Kobe, baby.
Wait, I mean, we're going to have to see.
Well, N'Kobe's not a three-down linebacker, so he's not somebody that should be out there on third down covering guys.
Yeah, right. But I think N'Kobe's going to make some plays for us this year.
I hope so. He's starting. You know, I mean, it's about time.
He's going to have a million tackles, but he's going to be a playmaker. He's going to force some fumbles, have some sacks. Like I said, man, we need this defense. Our offense, I don't have no doubts, no worries, nothing. We got, like my boy Corey said, we got Michael Jordan, Kobe, whatever you want to call him. We got him running the
Andre
show.
Andre Miller.
I'm not worried about that. Come on with that, Jack. But anyway, we got this week. Let's go, girls. It's game day live. B-A-C-L-E-S-E-O. Go first, baby. Let's go.
There we go. Go Birds.
That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good chant.
Well, let me ask you this, Ike. Mm-hmm. Realistically, with a new coordinator and as much new personnel as mm-hmm. they have, obviously tonight could be sketchy for the defense. But if everything goes well and they get acclimated to the plan and enough of the either-or players on defense end up coming through, how many games do you think it takes for them to actually get in the groove of what they could be? Is this something that could – it's probably not in the first month, right? I mean,
yeah.
When do we start seeing them?
I'm going to tell you, if I'm being honest with you, I think this is a, at best, top 16 defense in the league, top 15 defense in the league, at best. That's if they reach their potential this year under Vic Fangio in his first year. Yes, I love Jalen Carter up front. You know, even the wily old vet and Slay over there at the cornerback position, I'm good with that. There are a lot of question marks with everyone else out there on defense. I don't know what Bryce Huff is. I don't know what Nolan Smith can bring. I don't know, can Jordan Davis play 17 games and be effective for 40 to 50 snaps a game versus 20 snaps a game? Right? The linebackers. I don't know what I'm going to get out of these linebackers. Should I even expect anything from the linebackers? I really don't know. And then I look at the safety position, and as much as I love Reed Blankenship as a safety, one of the things I like about him is that he knows his limitations, and he plays within those limitations. He's a smart player. He's a short tackler. He's not a difference maker. He's not somebody the offense is saying, we got to worry about where he is at every snap of the football. So what comes with that is you won't get as many mistakes, but you also may not get the flash plays that you may need. And as a defense, you got to have an identity. Are you a blitz-happy sort of defense? Are you an opportunistic defense where you get the football away from the offense at whatever cost? Are you one of these physical, rough and tough, try to impose your will type of defense? What are we as a defense? I have no idea. I have no idea.
I actually think that question of identity is on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. We know that they're talented on offense, but it was something that Sheil Kapadia said to us yesterday about how Kellen Moore doesn't really have a style. I can appreciate that about him as a coach. You want somebody who's going to look at the personnel and say what works better.
And fit his scheme around the personnel.
But because of that, mm-hmm. I think it leaves a lot of mystery as to what it is they will look like on offense specifically, right?
Yeah.
You know, because he doesn't have a specific style. So I think both sides, their identity, we know that they're talented on offense. We know what people are good at on offense. But we don't know how many times that Saquon Barkley is going to catch passes.
Yeah.
We don't know if A.J. Brown will play in the slot. All of these little things, we actually don't know what their run pass, you know, ratio is going to be. All those little things that define one side of the ball. We actually don't know that on offense either, which I think is interesting.
You're right, but that has more to do with the coordinator.
Yes, right? rather than the players.
So correct. You're right, I'm hoping Kellen Moore understands that Jalen Hurts isn't Dak Prescott or Justin Herbert. So Jalen Hurts has a skill set that those guys, even though Dak could run, they didn't necessarily build the offense around Dak running. Although Dak ran early in his career. He used to get a lot of rushing touchdowns until he broke his ankle. So here's what I say when I want that. I want play-action passes. I want Jalen under the center with the threat of giving the ball to Saquon Barkley, play-action pass, and then now we talked all this offseason about, throw the ball over the middle. Okay, well, use Dallas Goedert over the middle of the field. Use A.J. Brown over the middle of the field. That's what I want to see. Are we a team that wants to just chuck the ball down the field a bunch? According to Jalen, that wasn't necessarily something that they wanted to do. He would like to throw the ball a little more over the middle of the field.
By the way,
I want to see that then.
By the way, I do think it's interesting, too, with Jalen from a blitz pickup, perspective, the idea of him being under center.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea of rather than him being in shotgun or pistol or whatever they do, because it's certainly more challenging for him to be under center mm-hmm. and diagnose those things. So
He's not used to playing when he has to turn his back to the defense.
Right.
And that's what happens when you're under center.
Right. So I wonder if we see more of that mm-hmm. as the season goes on as opposed to tonight and how that evolves.
God, if they come out and they get blitzed early and it doesn't go well.
They're getting blitzed early.
Yes. Well, they better have the best plan ever.
Exactly. They better have an answer.
But if he gets sacked in the first one, it's going to be freak out city.
Yes.
If I see a bubble screen, too. No more screens. Hopefully it's out of the playbook.
215-592-9494. What are you most excited to see with the Eagles tonight? Rocco from the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What up, Rocco?
Football Friday. And, Spike, I think this is the first time you and I engage each other.
Yeah, I don't think I've spoken to you, Rocco.
We want all of the Dirty 30 members.
Yes, we will take all the Dirty 30 members, even Kenny, who didn't go to the game.
Yeah.
Or go to the draft, rather. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the pleasure is all yours, Spike. But,
it is.
People ask me if I was going to go to the game. And I said, if I was a single man, I would have been very strongly considering going down. But since I don't want to end up at divorce court, I will pass on this road game.
So what are you most excited to see tonight?
You know what? I want to see the coordinators if they need to make adjustments. But too many times, and where I'm going with this, we've seen where they have an offensive lineman on an island, and he's getting beat. And they don't swing the protection to help him, or they don't give him a chip for the running back. I don't want to see that. The other thing too, if we see a corner or a safety who's struggling out there with coverage, double up, give the help where it's needed. You see a weakness or is an exploitation by the other team, make the adjustments and don't wait. Don't put the players and don't have the attitude that players have to make plays.
I appreciate that. That's a good call, Rocco. Good to talk to you for the first time. Pleasure again was all mine.
All right, sir. And I will be speaking to you soon.
All right, Rocco. All right, Rocco.
All right, Rocco.
You know, there is, I think, in more than I can ever remember an Eagles team, focus on who the coordinators are and the not as like the middle of the season they stink, but the expectation that they will be difference makers. I think that, you know, as much blame as we talk about Jalen and the players and so on and so forth, to me, a large amount of the blame from last season, both from an organization and from fans, was like, we don't have the right coordinators in there. Mm-hmm. So they got an incredibly established defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator that at least has a resume.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people are expecting a lot from those two guys.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see, you know, where they succeed and where they fail and how we're able to dole out the credit, you know, from player-wise to coordinators and those sorts of things. Because we love to blame the coordinators when things go wrong, but maybe not necessarily give them the credit when things go right. So I think there's a lot of focus on those two guys.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, we have a gentleman that joins us every week during football season named Nick Kostos.
Yes.
Now, the bad thing about Nick is that he's a New Yorker.
Gross.
The bad thing about Nick is that he's a Giants fan. But the good thing about Nick is that he is a total sicko when it comes to picks and gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to listen to a guy with a New York accent give you picks, Kostos is the guy from You Better You Bet and BetQL. So Nick Kostos joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. We are live from Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Join Ava Graham next Friday night for an Eagles pep rally right here. Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders, and win tickets to the home opener.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.